Welcome to the Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk, a show committed to educating, empowering, and entertaining you while saving you thousands. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. It's time to gain knowledge and become the guardian of your financial future. I want to thank our sponsor, Cornerstone Mortgage, known for having the lowest rates and the smoothest closings.
If you have a question you would like addressed on the air, you can call or text the show at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-DOUG, which is 3684. All the information from our show is on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com.
Smartwithyourmoney.com is a very popular personal finance blog now. Mm-hmm. Also, visit us on Facebook. Hit the like button on there. Look for Doug Haldeman Show on Facebook. We have over 2,800 fans. We want to try to get to 3,000 fans very quickly. Mm-hmm. So I am joined by my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tammy.
Thanks for having me today.
And we also have Derek Renfro with us. Welcome, Derek.
Thanks for having me back on. It's been a while.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you are
the oldest of the eight.
One of our show producers, but you also my stepson and Tammy's son. So, welcome. And you've joined the team at the office over the last couple months. So.
Yeah, a lot has changed since the last time I've been on.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you were a chef when you were on, I think, the first time.
The first time, and I think this is the fourth time I've been on.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, I was a chef and then left that and actually got into the mortgage industry.
You're still welcome to come cook for mom.
Yeah, I still like to do it every once in a while.
Anytime.
Hard to beat your mom's cooking. Well, and I think having you on the show is great, Derek, because for somebody who you having the millennial point of view on the show, I think is good. Mm-hmm. Because obviously your mom and I are a little bit older than you.
What'd you say, sweetie?
Yeah, it gives us a different viewpoint.
Right. That's right.
All right. So guys, one of the things that I want to talk about, because we get, you know, one of the biggest personal finance gurus in the world, of course, is Dave Ramsey.
Right.
And, you know, Financial Peace University has been popular, and I know tons of people that have gone through that class. Mm-hmm. And I think, first I'll start off by prefacing it saying, I think he's done some good things out there, and I think that mm-hmm. I agree with many things that he teaches. However, in the mortgage industry, we end up seeing the consequences of some of his advice that's not good, that I don't agree with mm-hmm. at all on some of his advice. Mm-hmm. And I thought that some of that is worth, I normally don't like focusing on the negative. However, I think in this case, it's important to talk about some of these pieces of advice to you know, for a normal consumer to know, should they take it or not?
Definitely. What the consequences could be.
Exactly.
You know, if they follow that.
That's
not
right.
Just could be, but what the consequences will be.
Right. Right.
I mean,
well, we had a couple friends that had gone through it and was realizing, you know, by closing their credit cards, it increased their insurance premium. That was like a huge thing for them that they didn't even know that was a consequence.
Yeah. So let's talk about mm-hmm. that topic first. So, I mean, what I disagree with the most is his one size fits all message that does not apply to every person.
Mm-hmm.
I do not think that you can have a one size fits all message, because somebody who is completely financially irresponsible needs to do different things than somebody who is fairly sophisticated with their own personal finance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they may be a sophisticated investor. I think that they probably need to do extremely different things. So he's tried to come up with this one size fits all approach, and I just don't agree with it. I think it's bad advice on a lot of things. So first off is the credit cards, like you mentioned.
Right.
So credit cards and how you manage revolving debt is 30% of your credit score.
Correct.
So
if they want to get a mortgage,
well,
just know that that's part of it.
Yeah. I mean, he ends up telling people, do not use credit cards, that they're the work of the devil. They're evil. Mm-hmm. Don't have them, period. That, what do the credit bureaus do when you have zero credit cards? I mean, it basically just takes you out of the equation, and it doesn't know what to do with that 30% of your credit score.
Right.
It's
somebody
a big deal.
Said, you know, if you have, it's zero credit is just as bad as bad credit, because zero credit puts you in the same ratings where banks don't know what to do with you, basically.
So when you look at credit cards and not having them at all, okay, he really, and this also plays into the second thing that he talks about, and that's, you don't worry about your FICO score.
Mm-hmm.
That you could basically not play the credit game and pay cash for everything.
Right.
Well, how many people do you know that can pay cash for a house?
Not very many.
Right.
Not that many.
Maybe
right.
One.
Well, and I love, if you can pay cash for cars, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you go ahead and pay cash for cars, but you're still going to get, most people can't do that right away.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be diligent and save. And I agree with him when it comes to being very frugal and living below your means. get a second job sometimes if you need to get yourself out of debt if you're already there. You're keeping student loan debts to a minimum. I beat that drum all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But not having a credit score, that's right. That's huge. That's ridiculous.
So Derek, well, you know, you're coming in. Yeah, go ahead and...
No, I, one of the things I was thinking of is if someone's coming from, maybe they've already, they have bad credit. Mm-hmm. One of the best ways to get that built up is by having a credit card and being very responsible with it.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're, you know, attending this class and then being told to cut up their credit cards or not even get them.
That's their history.
Right. And then where is that? How are they going to rebuild that or build up from that?
Mm-hmm.
So I knew somebody that was teaching one of his courses recently. And we were having a discussion about it because it's somebody who is also educated in the mortgage industry, mm-hmm. and they're teaching it at their church. And we were talking about the section of his book where he says to cut up the credit cards and to not play the credit game.
To close the accounts, not just cut them up.
Yeah, not just cut them up, but actually close the accounts and have no credit cards. And we said, okay, who does that actually apply to? So if you're talking, and I said, okay, go into your class and say this to them is, okay, who in here... If you know, you're like, credit cards to you are like crack is to a crack addict or a casino is to a gambling addict, who in here are your credit cards are like that to you? Okay, if that's you, cut up your credit cards and close those accounts. Right, if that's you. But I think that's a pretty small percent of the population. The only other people I think that can do that and have no credit score are people that are vastly wealthy.
Definitely.
That can just pay cash for everything.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of society, that's probably at least 95% of society, really has to play the credit game. And what are your consequences of not having a FICO score or having a low FICO score? Mm-hmm. Is even if you pay cash for some of those other things, your cell phone plan,
they're going to run your credit. Loan.
Car insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, car insurance. Even if you're not taking out a loan, everybody has to have car insurance. You're going to get charged a higher
all
rate.
Connected together.
Your homeowner's insurance is going to be based on it too. Somebody with a lower credit score is going to have higher homeowner's insurance rates because statistically speaking, default rates are higher or claims rates are higher for insurance. But then if you do have to get a car loan, rate's going to be much higher. And good luck getting a mortgage without a credit score.
Mm-hmm.
There are some programs out there, but you're going to pay so much more
on interest rate that it.
Yeah, if you pay 1% extra on your interest rate because you go get some special loan that you can get because you have no credit score, 1% extra on your mortgage is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It is a lot.
That is
a
whole
lot. And then to just weigh out whether or not it was worth all that you know, just to create disciplines. That's what it's about, is moderation. I believe. Somebody famous said that in the Bible, you know, do everything in moderation. And that is really what it is learning where you're tempted and then adjust, like take those temptations away. I remember seeing a movie where the lady put the credit card in the ice block and had to have it like in an emergency and it was like this gigantic ice block and she had a hard time getting it out.
And had to melt it.
It showed her torching it and everything. It just struck a chord with me because it really is about discipline and being aware of how you live your life and do you really need it? It really goes back to... wants and needs. And if you're using the credit card for everything you want, then you need help. That's basically what it is.
Well, I know that you can have credit cards without racking up debt.
That's right.
And we are not encouraging you to get credit cards and charge a bunch of stuff on them.
Right.
Get credit cards and get those, you know, and you can charge stuff on it and pay it off immediately so you can get the limits increased, but don't have large credit card balances.
Right.
Don't pay a bunch of interest or fees on credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessary, but you have to have them. It's 30% of your credit score.
Right.
And like you said, Tam, just be disciplined. Be mindful of it.
Mm-hmm.
The same way you have to be mindful of your budget. We all have to be mindful of what you're spending on credit cards, because if you're spending out of cash, then it's hard to overspend.
Mm-hmm.
If you can, it's easy to spend more money than you make if you can charge it on credit. So I have no problem with the advice of don't charge things on credit in general so that you don't spend more money than you make.
It's just being disciplined. I had gone to an event and they had, I don't carry a purse, you know that about me, but they had everyone.
And I love that about you. You don't carry a purse.
They had everyone pull out their purses and empty them all out. And the part that I liked about what she did with us was take out the credit card and credit cards, anything you have, and look at the relationship you have with that. Are your credit cards maxed to the hill? If they are, then being mindful about your relationship with money is where you need to focus. if you have a checkbook that has no checks in it, or you have checks you haven't cashed, what's your relationship with money? And that really stuck with me about that's what it means to be living mindfully. That's what it means to be aware, have awareness around your finances.
To me, a great metaphor for this is alcohol.
Okay.
Let's talk about booze. Okay. Because there are a certain percentage of the population that shouldn't have a single drink.
Sure.
They shouldn't have a single drink. That even one drink will trigger alcoholism for them and trigger them to be out of control. But I think by far the majority of people out there can have a beer, they can have some wine, and not necessarily have adverse effects. And if anything, there may be some positive effects from it. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to compare it to that in that there's a small percentage of people that just shouldn't have credit cards, period. They just
right,
shouldn't have it.
That's what it comes back down to, is just being responsible.
Yes. Yes. So anyway, it's enough said on that. But if you want to see my thoughts on this, or you want to listen to this again, visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. And look for Bad Advice from Dave Ramsey. Great name. I hate to have a negative slant to that, but I think that's one where you have to take a stand at what we believe. Mm-hmm. So coming up, we're going to be talking about Medicare insurance. We're going to be talking to the Medicare man, Ryan Raphael, when we return. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Forensic analyst searched for the clue that would lead her to the arsonist. Traces of starch all around the wreckage of the house. Suddenly, all the pieces came together. The fire was started by
an over-microwaved potato?
But the scorched house was covered, thanks to Farmers Insurance. Hot potato, July 25th, 2015. Talk to a farmer's agent. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Call your local farmer's agent, Elaine Marr, at 314-238-0055.